This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Well, as heard on 107.7 in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and definitely much, much dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. If there's another guy called Greg who's listening right now for the first time because we talked about my Instagram today, I'm so sorry. So sorry in advance, because you are not ready for what you're about to hear. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington.
Yes!
It's not even what the article's titled.
Who cares?
It is now.
It's canon.
It's canon.
Sorry, you'll have to blame Siege for that one, because I'm running with it. Anyway, he's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. High above the wasteland of Eastern Washington in his dirigible, he's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King. He's Captain Finger Blastin' Brandon from the internet. Old honey.
Yes.
Oh, man. I feel like I've been promoted. Now I'm a captain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the captain now.
Yeah. I don't even know, like, the... I feel like at this point I should know, and I'm not going to ask Gravy, because... be too easy. Like if you told me that there's like a captain's above a corporal and a corporal's above a sergeant and the general is the butthole, I have no idea like any of the order of the things.
Well,
I know he's looking at me
between
like,
branch of military, so it's
no,
like,
that's the worst. Just pick one.
Yeah, there's no admirals in the army, unfortunately.
They should have
there probably actually is. There's probably some sort of weird crossover position where that happens or whatever, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, Captain Finger Blasting Brandon.
Yeah, what's up?
Jesus is risen.
Thanks for making my life. Gee is risen indeed.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a rescue animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. He's the Mandarin Floridian. With Gator just in his backyard at Siege. Hello.
Niola, Wanchong, howdy, Shalama.
We speak English in this country, here. Okay?
Okay, can, all right, fine. Thought we wanted to be big in China.
Big somewhere, finally, that's good. And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, it's Hill Sean Gravy Gurren.
Can we just take a second to notice how, like, gelled up and, like, sexy? Yeah, he goes right for the hair. No, that's, look at that hair.
I would like to call you out on not noticing that that's his default state. Like, Mr. Order of Operations over there, Sean Gravy Gervin, is like, wake up, take a shower, get your hair right. You know.
Yeah, but he looks exceptionally greased up tonight.
Well, I'm just going to stop right there. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, especially the supervillain part, let us know what we get right, what we get wrong, by jumping in and hitting us up. NerdTalkPlus.com is where you can find us to say sexy things about Siege and sexy things about Finger Blast and Brandon. NerdTalkPlus.com. Yeah, look at those eyebrows shaking there. guys, I was going to update the intro a little bit more, but my only note, first of all, welcome back after a couple weeks off here. We had the most intense, like, weekend of podcasting and giggling. We talked about this a little bit on the Super Pod where I, like, feel like I've peaked, and then Brandon sees me, you know, doing a pick six in New Golf and being like, you haven't peaked, bro. Like, I didn't even know you were capable of this, and that's very nice. But I legitimately can't imagine having another weekend where I laugh as much as I did in the course of 48 hours as we did for your birthday.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine.
It's incredible. I feel like a little bit like the energy that we're bringing to the show today is like when you have a like when you had like a very popular show, like a very popular TV show that was not renewed for
some reason. Join us on Thursdays for Finger Blast and Brandon.
Yeah. That's on Cartoon Network.
On the CW.
But then it feels like that show got not canceled, but like not renewed, but it was like a fan favorite. And then the fans, there's enough fake fan outrage to bring the show back. But all of the same characters come back, but they're all like 10 years older and sadder. And even though they're playing as if like the continuity never changed.
Yeah. And the budget's about a third.
Yeah. That's kind of what this, welcome to season two.
This is the second phase, Brandon. We just went through the first five books of the Nerd Talk Plus. That's now
there was a shift in the turkey verse.
Now I was listening to episode 421, which was the surprise secret episode by Siege and Brandon. Well done, gentlemen. I enjoyed it so much. I didn't enjoy the part where I was like, I really am not necessary, am I? Because I was like having a great time without.
Damn it, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, of course. I'll tie it together here in a minute, too, because, I can't enjoy anything that I've been a part of because I think I'm pretty sure it's just depression is what that is.
I think it's, you don't say,
clinical chemical depression. So, anyway, thanks for joining us.
Good night, guys.
But I took a note here. I think it's from the episode that you guys did because I just now randomly jot things down. And I said, nice. I don't know which one of you this was supposed to be for, but I wrote this down. You might think he's a four, but he's actually a two loco.
Ooh.
Well, we did talk about the Stoicky locoometry.
Oh my God.
And basically converting everything.
Loikiometry? Is that what it is?
Yeah, locoometry. Wow. it's just determining that like all we really needed to do is read the back of the can, which we're told is one serving size. We could probably saved ourselves so much time.
Yeah.
Like,
it's about getting there though. It's not the destination. Yeah. It's the path, right?
Yeah. Honestly, we were just checking the loco math. Making sure that they did their math correctly.
Who's to say they're not lying to us? You know,
there's a lot of fudging. Let me tell you, there's a lot of fudging of the. There's like four. No, there's like three extra ounces somewhere in there that's not loco, and we don't know what it is. And I'm about to find out.
It's in your pool.
It's tears. That's amazing.
This is going to be a BNN exclusive deep dive.
Wait, what's BNN? I don't even know.
Blip News Network.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. So anyway, you might think he's a four, but he's actually a two loco. Mystery person on the podcast. Maybe that could be me. I could be a two loco instead of a four.
You're a two loco?
No. I don't know. Maybe a minus two loco. Yeah.
I did go to since the time the rip in the turkey verse when you guys were here happened.
Yeah.
I did go back to the liquor store where Siege is famous in Spokane.
And, is my picture up yet?
No, I was like so there was a lady working and she did she, it was not the guy. It was not your.
She had a child that was about a fifth of the size of Siege running around.
You're like, it was a one
looks
logo.
Just like me.
Anyway, so I was really trying to. This is my problem now, because now that you guys have come and like tainted all of the areas with joy and fun, now I'm going to go to all of these places and just be like, I remember when I had fun here. I remember when I rode scooters with my friends through this part of the park. I'll never enjoy that again.
No. Hey, do you remember a minute ago when I said I would tie it all back together?
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? I don't remember that already.
You were listening to the podcast. You weren't involved.
You were sad.
You were sad. You were going to tie it all back together.
You were happy. You thought it was great, but you were sad.
Yeah.
I was listening to the secret episode and thinking, man, Greg makes it so much better.
Oh, like, that's very sweet of you.
I really did think that. So it was a nice episode. It was nice to do something with Siege, and I was very excited. I was also like still coming down from the dopamine rush that was the 2 days prior. There were so many things that we talked about on secret episode 416 through 420 and so many things that I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I'm so glad that we have, and that was only a portion of the joy that we experienced.
Yeah, you can't, it's just like the tribute. It's like there's no way we could have possibly
couldn't capture it.
Anyone what they needed. Now, only way we could have done it is if we would have had a crew with us recording it all. But still, even then, how would you boil it down? I mean, it would just be nonstop laughing, someone trying to choke out a tag onto a joke, us laughing even more.
We even got messages from people like immediately. I was surprised that people dove right into it. Like, as soon as I saw the amount of time, it was like 2 hours and 22 minutes.
Yeah. It was a long episode.
Of episode.
Guys, I had to listen to it all and edit as we went, because I was like, I have no idea what we talked about a third of this. And it was like,
right?
There was like, I think Siege, I think you swore at one point. Gravy swore at one point. Like, I was like, weird stuff. It was just like unhinged. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And what was great was like, even when you're like editing it, you're like, oh, wait a second. We're missing Gravy's mic for an entire episode. And we completely forgot that we just didn't have one for him at that point.
Oh, that made me so worried or whatever. But yeah, because we just brought Brandon right in. We hadn't brought his microphone up yet. So we were three mics, four dudes or whatever, which is.
Wow.
My
favorite channel of the episode or of the internet. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'll get back on it. Well, we got messages like immediately, like our good friend Alan J immediately was like, okay, I listened to the Slumber Party episodes. Y'all outdid yourselves.
Slumber Party.
Thank you for recording your weekend antics for us. It was great and fun to listen to. I may have chuckled a lot. And Cage is a saint.
Cage is a saint, Cage.
Yeah, for real. Also, somebody named Little Potato Flower.
Yeah. What's up?
Or Amber from New Zealand said, you boys have officially made my boyfriend jealous with how much I laugh while listening to you. So.
We are your laugh cucks.
Don't worry. Meet us in person like Randy Thompson did, and you will realize how much better you are than the rest of us.
Oh, sad. Poor.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll speak for myself. Randy Thompson, person than I am.
No, you're dead on, man. Sad to hear. Like, okay. No. Yeah. That guy, what a sport. Randy Thompson from the Slumber Party episode, if you haven't listened, he was just a guy that we met, and he was real, Siege knew him, but he was a real trooper listening to us just, what was the thing that I said to her? Where I was like,
it's not.
This is gonna sound bad, but for
this, sound bad, but it's also demeaning to women.
wait. No, this is gonna sound demeaning to women, but it's also gonna make me look good.
<That's right. laughs> No idea what I said. It doesn't even matter at that point. It doesn't even matter.
Can't remember. Yeah. Can't remember at all.
Yes, I went. I went golfing last week, and on the golf course, there were the most
old
turkeys.
Old golfing.
Oh, yeah, I went and played old golf.
Historical golf.
I went and played classic golf. NES golf. And there were so many turkeys on the course, and I was looking at my friends, just like the guys that I was golfing with who were like, adult men with jobs and like take their lives very seriously. And I was looking at them, be like, guys, should we chase them? And there was just no. And I instantly had to become like an adult man, like when Robin Williams becomes the adult in Hook. Like that's kind of what it felt like. I was like, I turned into the Peter Pan for a second, and now. Yeah. I need to go back to being boring dad. Also, have you guys... Sorry. First of all, has Greg seen a film, Hook?
I've seen Hook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The guy who played Rufio was in a variety of other films for the in the 90s that never to any notoriety, or can I say his name, but then he popped up somewhere, probably TikTok, about 5 years ago, and I was like, yeah, there he is. What's up? Nice. So.
What's up, Bangarang?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a small variation of that segment that we just played. Yeah. Has Greg seen a TV show?
Oh, this is even less likely. There's a window where I saw TV, but now I'm just out.
Oh, Gravy left for some reason.
Yeah.
And now that he left, the way that this is cropped, well, the way that it was cropped before he was just coming back is like you could only see just Greg's photoshopped Abercrombie nipple behind me. okay, so for this episode of Has Greg Seen a TV Show, Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Whoa, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Usually I'm up to speed enough on like pop culture that I know what I'm not watching, but that's not even.
So this is a animated samurai TV show on Netflix that is available, and I started watching it last week, and very into it. There are unexpectedly so many cartoon boobs and penises.
Wow, any feet?
So great.
Lots of feet.
Lots of feet.
Yeah, but it's kind of it's about a female samurai who is like undercover as a samurai, and she is like half white, half Japanese, and therefore she's considered a half breed, and kind of all of the whites have been banned from Japan at this point in time.
What are they, so, like a muggle? Is that what she, like, what is that called when they're halfsies?
Yeah, she's a muggle, yeah. she then has to go, like, her goal in life is to kill the only four white dudes in Japan, because one of them must be her father. So
wait, hold on. I've been to Japan.
Hey, Greg, have you been to Japan?
Produces sake.
Jeez Louise. Speaking of Japan, Greg, you've been so to Japan that you had to talk to Sublime about it this week.
Right?
Like, is nobody safe?
No one is safe from Greg's Japan.
Okay, so yeah, the we announced the show for 107.7 The End. We'll do some actual work here where we did all these concerts and stuff, and then it became impossible to produce a concert because everything is insanely expensive and record labels aren't making any money anymore, so all our partnerships don't really mean much, right? And so we worked with a local promoter that we would help him, you know, if we could get a band that made sense for us, we'd get behind it, because we want to be able to have access or whatever. And we do it all legally. It's not like there's a lot of like pluggle and stuff like that that ends up being talked about with this, but I'm just trying to simplify. And so Sublime was the band that was booked, and it's with Bradley Knoll, who died when I was a teenager. His kid, who is now 30, is the singer. And it's pretty cool that it gives it like a lot of legitimacy, whereas the Sublime brand was just kind of like fizzling out with having Sublime with Rome. And it just didn't, I mean, people still went to Marymore every other year when they came to see it or whatever, but there wasn't the same type of excitement. They're recording new music. They're, you know, they'll have that out here shortly or whatever. And so to announce the show, management booked me an interview with Jacob Knoll of Sublime, and I got to talk to him. And one of the things, you know, that's like the biggest, it's tough because I don't want to like make the whole interview about like, did you know you're in Sublime? Your dad is dead. You know, like I didn't like, I'm dead.
Guess what? My dad's also dead.
Oh, people have dead dads. What about our podcast?
So, except you're the dead dad. That's the whole point of the Dead Dads podcast, is that we're the dead dads.
Yeah, it actually works on levels for me because like I feel dead inside, but then my dad is also dead. Did you know Brandon's
dead? Anyway, thanks for coming to our show.
So yeah, but it's like one of those things that, you know, I want to talk to him about the weight of having to front Sublime and having to carry on that legacy, and his dad being probably a bigger creative talent than he is, and how he's got to, like, you know, live with that.
And so you started that with, did you know I've been to Japan?
Yeah, I was like, so I've been to Japan, because awesome, obviously. And then I, like, cracked open my sake and went for it. He's sober. We were talking about whatever, and then I was like, listen, I recently had the luxury of being able to travel to Japan, and while there, I heard three American songs playing. One from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, one from Noah Kahan, because that song's everywhere, and he's like, you know, tell me about it. And then Sublime. And those were the two of those bands are from Southern California and represent the country and have infiltrated the whole world. You're the front man for one of those bands. World renowned. And, like, that's got to mess with you. And so that's how we got into a conversation about that, to be like, this is, like, a big deal. And I just sang Sublime. I'm sure everyone's heard of that. And so I was trying to give perspective that I was somewhere else. But as I was playing it back, and I knew it when I was doing it, too, on the, you know, in the interview. But as I was playing it back, I made sure to grab a little clip of it to send to the podcast to be like, did you know I've been to Japan? And so, yes. Twice. Yeah, so that was fun. Dude's super cool. He super nice, understands what he is and what the game is, and I couldn't be happier to see them in person and root for him to do well, because it'd be really easy to just become a drug addict burnout with your dad dying of an overdose when you were 11 months old or whatever. So yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a
CJ, hell yeah, as if, like, that was his goal in life.
My dumb kid didn't burn out yet, it sucks.
Why is my stupid kid gonna get his life together? And
We have a question. Gravy, are you back in? You okay? Everything good? We have a question left over from producer Sean Gravy Gervin, directed towards Brandon. The question is, Brandon, how's your butthole?
Oh.
You spray that butthole?
While we were there, we secretly installed I didn't do it. Gravy ordered it, had it delivered same day, and then installed a bidet in the Horse Ghost Manor, which is the guest house at Brandon's house. And then we wouldn't tell him what it was that had been ordered that we got, and he didn't know that Gravy went and installed it or anything. And so then we just didn't say anything. I suspected that Siege wouldn't be able to keep a lid on it, but then we did end up getting a text before Siege left, from who stayed a few days longer than us, saying that, Brandon, you had found the bidet. How are we now, 2 weeks post bidet?
I want to lie to you guys and tell you that I use it all the time, but I haven't even used it once.
Not even once?
Not even once.
What is your problem? I have.
It's not a problem.
Go down there just to, like, spray yourself in the balls.
Honestly,
I've used it yet. Wow.
I think the most pooping I've done since you guys have left has been at work. Like, all of my pooping just times out when I'm at work.
Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then when I'm in the house, I gotta walk all the way back to the guest house, you know.
You gotta though.
On my estate. And
do we need to send you a second bidet to install?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Okay.
You know, right. Who wouldn't be mad about it? Saint Cage.
She wouldn't be mad, she's in.
Yeah.
She told us that she was into washing her butt stuff.
She says she's in.
She's into I've had this conversation with her before. She said that if we could get, like, the super duper fancy toilet that does all of the singing and dancing.
Has
for you.
Greg seen help?
Yeah, that if we can get the jingle to Has Greg Seen This Film playing on she would love that so much.
If every time she went to drop a deuce and said that,
yeah,
has Greg seen your butthole?
Hi.
Every time you open it, it says, I promise there's not a camera in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Thou doth protest too much, toilet.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm not. Yeah.
Me too.
You just got to walk across the way, man. I get it that you just have routines and stuff like that, but just as you're mushing poop around between your butt cheeks in your butt crack hairs with toilet paper, just know that you could be not doing that.
I know what to do.
Go
poop at work.
Yeah.
Don't wipe. Go home. Sit on bidet.
No.
Spray butt.
No.
I like this idea.
No.
Save the butt washing for home. Do the pooping at work. It's great.
could we get you one for work?
Hey, I am the manager now, so.
Sorry, I'm going to demote you from Captain Finger Blast and Brandon to manager.
Oh, for all I know, manager might be higher up than captain. I don't know.
It's arbitrary. Yeah. In the real estate world, it is captain's much, much lower.
I'm going to put on my business cards, Admiral Broker.
Admiral Broker.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
So I haven't used it. I will make a point. I will make a point to use it this week. Yeah. Spray the booty and report back. Yes.
And anyone else who wants to jump in on our question of the week, how's your butthole? You can reach us at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out on Instagram, or hit us directly at BrandonMG.
Or NerdTalkPlus.
Just that.
Or NerdTalkPlus. Yeah, whatever. Just at BrandonMG. Everybody tell Brandon, how's your butthole?
Yeah, tell me. Tell me how it is. My phone number is 509. No, I'm not going to read it out.
You might get a client. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Should I give out the? Should I give out my hotline?
Absolutely, you should. Yeah, yeah.
Anybody absolutely. Wants to? Anybody wants to like leave a message?
Oh, I also have one I could give out if we needed to. So I have a Google number that is and adjacent that we could give out if we wanted to.
Dude, we should start to. You know what else we should do? I just realized this because the only thing I brought all those stamp stickers to Spokane, and the only thing that we stuck them on was Brandon's face.
wait.
Oh, look at that.
And my water bottle.
And your water bottle. You got me on your water. So you're sucking out of me all the time. I love
sucking
this.
Sucking out of you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And we'll be right back. Okay. Anyway, you were saying.
Unrelated. So we got all those stickers. And I was like, we need to give these out to people. How are we going to do that? And I was like, I already spent all this money on these stickers. I don't want to mail them to people. What if I got a post office box and people would send me self-addressed stamped envelopes? Does that work anymore?
Absolutely. Great idea.
That is such a good idea.
I zero people will do it, but just because I said that, someone will do it to prove me wrong. They'll be like, oh, no, I'm doing it.
I just want a stupid self-addressed stamped envelope sent to me.
It's like The Price is Right or whatever. Like,
right?
For your chance,
are you, Brandon, are you even old enough to remember those? Like when they would send, like late at night on Nickelodeon, they'd be like, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to.
No.
Then they'd get an intern to put the whatever the sticker into the envelope and drop it in the mail and send it back.
Like the concept sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, the logic is sound.
Yeah. I don't remember anybody actually doing that. Hey, can I tell you guys, my brother, teacher brother, had an idea for the show.
If I can say something real quick, we'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, now we're now we'll do that.
Unrelated.
Right. Yeah. Unrelated.
My brother, teacher brother, our one listener.
Related to mother brother?
Related to mother brother, related to weed brother, not related to meth father, or wait, methazard.
Oh, I got some.
That's right.
I got some meth adjacent talk to do here. Don't let me forget, please. I got a note and everything. Anyway, sorry.
So I've talked in the past about how we need, obviously we know each show Gravy gets, our worst producer, gets also our best producer, as we've learned about how statistics work in New Golf. we also learned about how cricket works.
Thanks New Golf. You taught us so much.
Thank you. Thank you, New Golf. Gravy, you know, he gets 7 Googles to use per episode. I have said in the past that we need some sort of jingle or chime for Gravy every time we want him to use a Google. And so my brother texted me this on 420, Ghee is Risen. He said, Gravy use a Google to the tune of, we just got a letter from Blue's Clues. Now, I don't know if you guys are young enough for Blue's Clues.
Okay.
But... Gravy, use a Google. Gravy, use a Google. Gravy, use a Google. I wonder what he'll find.
All right.
I hate you.
Cut it up and play it.
I love it.
Okay. So thank you.
We could just shorten it to Gravy, use a Google. And not during Guinness time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The unsung second verse.
Yeah, the unsung second verse that is implied.
In the contest, we need contest rules to be formally stated.
This is something else my brother said after listening to the Slumber Party episode. He said, oh my effing God.
Yeah.
I'm listening to, oh my effing Ghee, by the way. Yeah. I'm listening to the pod. Anytime I text you guys OMG from now on, the G stands for Ghee.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Ghee is risen, I got it. For anyone who didn't listen to the super episode on Brandon's birthday, 420 and Easter, I went outside of the guest house, and there he was standing in the window, proud of himself, wearing my full karate gi, drinking coffee, and we just were making jokes about Ghee is risen, and so
because it was also on Easter.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to post that on Instagram. Oh, quick interruptions, just for the FYI, as a follow up to last week's episode, Brandon's Last Supper was better than the actual Last Supper because we had ice cream. From Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins. It's true.
So tell us what else Steven said.
Steven said, Teacher Brother said, I'm listening to the pod/pods from this week, and I'm dying. But when you said meh about the nanny, and Siege said, there goes another listener, I lost it. Still 2 hours of the episode left.
Your delivery was great.
And then unrelated. I got a text, let's see, that was at 9:54 a.m., that first one. And then at 1:14 in the afternoon, still listening to our show, the same episode, I just get a text, hey, I'm part Japanese.
What?
Because he's married to somebody who's part Japanese.
Oh, Jesus. Like the guy at the bar who's not Japanese but claims to be married to one. Okay,
exactly.
I don't think
you need to get him on the show.
Yeah. We should get her on the show. What are we talking about?
Who? Teacher Brother's wife?
Japanese wife, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can't say that. Never mind.
Okay.
Sub tummy.
Guys, I want to come up with a new name for something. I've been calling them the floor detectives or ground detectives, the people on fentanyl who can bend and hold their face 3 inches off the ground, like they're like looking for a lost contact lens, right? Like Detector Fent is over there. And I was talking to our friend Leslie, and we were trying to come up with a name for what you call those people, and finally, I somehow got down the road, and I was like, oh, they're from Fentucky. And that's now what I call 12th and Jackson in Seattle. I call it Fentucky. But what do we call people that are on fentanyl that are...
Wait, can we give them a little bit of money and make them race?
The Fentucky Derby.
We have a Fentucky Derby.
Only we can dress up in bright suits and hats.
Brandon's got it left over from the party.
if we can get him to ride a horse, can we call him a Fentar?
Just Spokane.
Make him race the horse.
How do you do that? Horse pair. Yeah, the Fentucky Derby. You call Gravy. Okay, cool. So Fentucky's good enough then, I guess?
Yeah.
I like Fentucky.
And then what do we call the people that are on fentanyl horses? I don't know. I don't know what we...
Jockeys?
Okay, well... I like this world where there's like some rich guy that's like, yeah, I didn't run fast enough. Shoot him.
He broke a leg. Shoot him.
Like the island of Dr. Moreau on 12th and Jackson.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Fentucky. That was a good note that I took there. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
That was a really good. That was
outstanding.
Good. You guys want to? Oh, I know what it was. I can bring it back together. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, we were talking about how I don't feel comfortable with any of the work I've ever done. And yeah. So I like listen to something and I'm like, ugh. I'm always like cringing at my own whatever this is. You know, it's a horrible lack of self-esteem. I have confidence, just no self-esteem. And so it's like a weird combination. Like I know I can like do a radio show tomorrow, no problem. But like if you ask me if I'm good at literally anything other than being sad, then the answer is, you know, always no.
You can do it, but the trick is you'll also feel bad about it.
Yeah, and then going back to, even if I feel good about it, going back to it, I'm like, the secondhand shame of my firsthand performance is not great. And so like recently, a guy that I played in a band with when I was in high school, my like best childhood friend, he was like, hey, do you still have any of the songs we recorded? I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. We like listened to it and I was like, oh, never, ever, ever again will I listen to this because I feel awful. Then I listen to the podcast and I'm like, editing it, and I'm like, ah, dude, you need to not ever talk on that podcast again, despite the fact that it's premised around your radio. So something happened the other day. It was a Tuesday night, about 10:30. The Airbnb next door starts. The party starts cooking.
Ooh.
The hot tub kicks on. You can tell because it's almost directly above my bed, and it's they turn the jets on and the plastic
Daddy
hot
soup.
Tub. Yeah. And so this is an inflatable hot tub. This is like Disappointment Island for sure.
This is like microwave daddy's. Like
this is like Campbell's daddy's.
I was gonna say condensed.
Yeah.
This is daddy top ramen.
Yeah.
This is ramen.
Yeah.
This is top daddy.
Bottom daddy.
This is cup of daddy.
Cup of daddy.
Cup of bottom. Anyway, power bottle, cup of bottle. Okay, these are the things I say, and then I come back and I'm like, dude, you can't. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a terrible person. So the party starts, the speaker starts going, the things are going, okay, great. I am able to not melt down and lose my mind, although after 10 o'clock, then I don't have to do this, blah, blah, blah. At 1:48 in the morning or whatever, sometime around then, I finally lose it. And I go upstairs in my underwear to the roof deck and I open my door and I'm
Hell
like,
yes.
I'm like, hey, shut up. Nothing. They don't even hear me. I'm yelling. They don't even hear me. They're like so oblivious to it. And so, okay, fine. So then I have to, I'm like, I can't just yell out my window. I now have to, capo daddy, that's good. I now have to go put clothes on and go confront them. I am furious.
Or not.
Yeah, I was going to say,
the confront part, yes. The put clothes on part. Why?
It's too embarrassing. I can't
say open the flap.
Put your
gi
on.
That's what I should have done.
The gi top.
Should come back as Batman and in my gi.
Gi top and tidy whities. I am Sensei Hank.
I drive to Walmart to buy tidy whities and come back. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Just the belt.
It totally made me think of like, it would be like Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
A scene out of like Steven Universe.
So you went up to the room wearing your gi Porky Pig in it to fight these guys.
And there's two things about me in my advanced age, other than the Porky Pigging part, is one, as we all know, I don't care, and two, I no longer care about confrontation, about the drawbacks of confrontation. It does not bother me to have confrontation. I'm like,
because you're a black belt.
Before that, it was the dead inside, but now the black belt makes the confidence even higher, whatever. But like,
hell yeah,
I just don't feel like there's like, even though I have like people that I'm responsible for and stuff, I just don't feel like there's any stakes in my life anymore. So like, if someone were to like, oh yeah, and shoot me in the face, I'd be like,
all right,
yeah, that's done with. Everyone's better off now, right? So so I go on the roof and I walk over and I'm like, all right, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, shut the f- up. Sorry, all the swearing that I have to edit later, but it's important for the
I'm
story.
I'm not sorry. You have to edit it.
Yeah. I try to like keep us all from not swearing, so that way it's easier in the end or whatever, but here I am violating the rule, but it's for the story. And the guy is like, what? Only he is not a surfer like I made him out to be. It is a bunch of people not my race next door, of mixed different races or whatever, but not a lot of whitey over there, right? And the guy moves the thing out of the way. What's that?
Ty?
No, I don't know. I couldn't tell. but the one dude I'm dealing with is this big, ripped black guy, and he is shirtless, and like this is why I'm glad I wasn't in my underwear, because it would have been real funny for you guys, but real bad for me.
Jamaican.
And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. So what I'm hearing is that you need us to be quiet. And I'm like, I need you to shut the fuck up.
He was doing a really good job of de-escalating, and you were just 100% escalated.
But he was so faded, and he was so condescending, and he's like, well, okay, man, now come on now. You don't got to talk to us like that. And I'm like, no, I do, because you're violating the rules. There's like rules in place for this. You can't be doing this. I'm losing my mind. And he's like, he's only ramping me up further by trying to make this my fault, that I'm the problem or whatever. And I'm doubling down on the fact that like he's being terrible. And then finally, after me yelling at him for 30 seconds, some woman in the hot tub finally stands up and goes, whoa. And she like looks at me like, who's this guy? I'm like, I've been yelling at you. No, I mean, no. Bang, but not in the moment. Yeah, it was And she's like, why are you talking to us like this? And I was like, because it's 2 a.m, you piece of and so then they're like, you know, clapping back at me. So I'm like, you have too many people on the roof. You're smoking weed. And she's like, we're not smoking weed. I'm like, that's not weed. And she was like, well, not all of us are smoking weed. I'm like, it's against the house rules. And she's like, well, what if we didn't know that? I'm like, they're posted everywhere. And she's like, how do you know this? I'm like, because I live here every goddamn day of my life. And I deal with people like you all the time violating this shit because it's your vacation. Like, shut the up and go inside. This is literally how it's going almost. I'm sure you can believe that.
All with his dong out.
No dong out. Just me to, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 37 at this point, right? Or 45 perhaps. And they're like, yeah, man, whatever. So you need us to be quiet. I'm like, they like just aren't comprehending. And I'm like, you know, it's this argument is now lost. So I take a picture of them, and then they're like, oh, everyone smile. And I, you know, that's what they say to me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get you kicked out. Like this, that's what's happening right now. And they're like, ooh. So I go back inside. They turn down the music, and I'm like, oh, that worked. That's good. At least I can get 2 hours of sleep before work. No. 3:45, they finally shut it down. After like 5 minutes of me being gone, they turn it back up. I go back out, yell some more of these things, right? I am admittedly, you know, like I said, way out of like my comfort zone in terms of like the, what was that?
Apoplectic?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And I now am like, if I get them kicked out, like, are they going to, you know, there's like 9 people in there. I could like, you know, they could easily beat me up. They could like do stuff to my house. They could come back and mess with me. These things.
Steal your tulips.
Yeah. God, not again. And so like, I'm like, now I'm like settling in with the fact that I've just lost my marbles and like, I'm not, you know, maybe in the right headspace for this or whatever. And so doubting myself, I feel bad. The adrenaline starts to wear off. That pit in my stomach starts to form that I was like out of line or whatever. The guy successfully gaslit me into thinking that I'm actually the problem. You know, worst 3 days of my life after that because my sleep's all messed up and my emotions all are all over the place and everything and fine. But I happened to notice as I went to send the picture to the property manager the next day, I had a few pictures and I went to send it to him. I happened to notice that there was a video of it. And so I watched the video, and every other thing in my life, I'm disappointed in myself for how I conduct myself and the things I say.
God damn it, Greg.
In this video, I'm like, oh, you were awesome. This is
hell yeah.
You should go into every situation a 28 out of 10. Like, I was so mad, but I was right. I had like the moral high ground or whatever you want to say about they were being dicks and they were clapping back. And then I was just escalating with swearing and yelling. But in the video, as I'm watching it, the yelling isn't like, I'm not like out of line. I'm not like screaming or anything like that. I'm just like letting them have it. It was so validating. So I have two conclusions from this. One, I need to stop being friendly to people and just let my anger flow through me. I just got to go Darth Gurg, like last year, and just let myself be unhinged and fly off the hook. Gravy holds up the bourbon. I don't know if that's intentional. Part of it might be the prescription meth that I'm on. I don't know. The other thing is that I'm over there quoting rules and yelling at people that are partying. Mind you, it's a Tuesday going into Wednesday at the time, okay? It's not like this is a Friday night party or something like that. This is like just like people have lives or whatever. And so it dawned on me that on some level, somebody's going to be like, ah, that Gurg, he's a real carrot.
He's a cop. He's a cop.
And that
he's a real Kurgan.
And that Greg would be the perfect name for a male Karen.
Greg, yeah.
We got a real Greg over here.
Yeah, real like, Greg. Ah. Got to be a real Greg over here. Yeah, I mean, based on your opinions about graffiti and traffic and police lately, I'm thinking that Greg might fit. The Greg might fit.
I have a take that might turn it the other way just to give myself some credibility based on my previous takes or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll allow it.
Did you do some graffiti?
No,
please.
No, gross. No, of course not. First of all, I might get in trouble. Secondly, like, no.
With who? The cops? Yeah. Not who? No, they're your
friends.
Whom
I love. I wish there were more of them. I love them so much.
Let's be honest. They don't do anything except for give white guys speeding tickets. So it's like not a big.
Hey.
I mean, Brandon got a speeding ticket.
I have those noises, don't I?
Yeah, maybe. My new take, I don't know how you say this correctly, but if you have more than $1 billion, I want to tax you to the point that you don't have $1 billion anymore. I want anyone with $1 billion to have less than $1 billion by the end of the year. Yeah. There are some people that are like out there like capping billionaires, and like that's not, we shouldn't be shooting each other. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, nothing matters. But like you can't.
I thought you meant cap their income, not like
like straight like cold-blooded killing them.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that like if you've got $1 billion, we're taxing you down to the, you know, the 99s or whatever. Yeah, the 99 rule. You can have 900
99?
Yeah, the 99. I just said like let's just get rid of billionaires. Just completely. It's just like if you have $1 billion, you're done. Like again, not physically, which just take their money from them.
Yeah.
Forever I was like, you know, the product of a conservative household, like, well, if you earn things, then you shouldn't, why should anyone else get a stake to them or whatever? I'm like, oh, because nothing works. Everything's out of line and we've all become peasants to like the 10 people that run everything. Like,
because they earn them on the backs of the people who don't have anything.
There's no such thing as a billionaire other than like maybe Mackenzie Scott, who like has the money, is doing stuff with it that isn't just stepping on everyone's neck to get there or whatever. Like, she happened to help step on the necks by being married to the guy who did all of it or whatever. But when she got her cut, she's, like, giving it all back and still somehow becoming richer, which is insane. And I'm sure there's more than just her, but that's the example. So if you have $1 billion, I say you become part of the 96% tax bracket. Just, like, all of your money just goes straight into the system. Then they all become politicians is the problem, and then they keep all the money for themselves that way or whatever. But then – I don't know. I don't have a solution beyond that. But I am now a radical left. Yeah. Well, we can't call for unless you're talking about starting a guillotine business, in which case we sell the CG's quality guillotines. But we can't. I'm not.
He's
here.
Talking about a economic guillotine.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah. That's it. Yes. Yeah. I just
slice the tip off.
Is that yes? Okay, Gravy, you in with me on this? Is it? Are you just a? Are you? You know, he's in the.
Yeah,
idea.
They should.
Gravy has some opinions.
They should get a trophy that says you've won capitalism, and then they don't get any more money after that.
Just that's it. You're just done. Yeah. If you get to $1 billion, you never get any more money. We just literally just cap all your money, and you sit in a golden room or something like that.
Because think about how much money that is.
Golden shower.
$999 million.
Yeah,
it's so much money. It's so much.
$1 billion is $1 million 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's so like, much money. They're fine.
I mean, there's nothing that you could want other than professional sports teams or giant buildings to extort people with that you need more than $1 billion for. We can adjust it by 2% for inflation every year. That's what I'm fine with that. We can, like, whatever inflation rate is, we can let them have that. Nope. Okay, done. Just a hard, fast rule that if you make $1 billion, you're done. No more money for you. You go to money jail, basically.
For the next 100 years. Yeah. It's stuck in $1 billion.
Great.
It's not even money jail. It's just like, you don't have to do anything anymore. Yeah. Just celebrate your win.
Go fuck
it. Take
go
your
retire.
Victory.
Go retire.
Yeah. So anyway, I say a lot of silly Republican things like, enforce the laws, and like, maybe the cops would actually function if they would just do the basic jobs and get the money from the tickets for it. At the expense of my friends, unfortunately. But really, I just want it to not be unbalanced, and I want people to whatever. All right.
I mean, this is kind of what we talked about, I don't know, a season ago, two seasons ago. Who knows anymore what seasons are. We talked about this when...
Seasons change.
Like, one of the dudes, if it was like Musk, or it wasn't Musk, it was like, it was probably Zuckerberg or Bezos or one of them, was just doing something weird. It wasn't like bad, it wasn't good, it was just weird. It was like a weird thing that they were doing on the side that everybody
wasn't
was like...
Wasn't Bezos doing something with the mountain clock?
Yeah, the mountain
that's
clock.
That's what it, I think that's
I was,
what it was.
And yeah. At the end of the day, I was like, you know what, Bezos? Fine.
Yeah.
Do your weird thing, because you've made enough money. You shouldn't have, like, don't do anything like that affects anybody else. Just go do your weird mountain clock.
Yeah.
Go make your weird mountain clock over there. Spend all the money that you want on that. Like, hey, if you want to go buy a sports team, go do that. That's what you get to do now, right? Like, go play with your sports team. That's fine. And I love it. I as a sports fan, I want billionaires to buy my teams and make them good, right. Not on the backs of
Seattle Mariners.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Child labor.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, maybe the Mariners would be better with child labor. Let's get child
Probably
labor.
Would be. They got too many.
I mean, it's coming, guys.
Right now.
We joke, but that's on its way back. That's like
perfect.
That's part of the plan.
Make the Mariners good again. How? Child labor. Wait, we're gonna make
Lister,
the kids.
You want
we're gonna make the kids. We're gonna make the kids play baseball. No, we're gonna make them do really bad jobs that's going to make somebody else a lot of money. They're going to buy the team, and they're going to buy better players to play baseball.
Oh, I thought we'd have more kids at the stadium being like into. You mean that they're going to work in sweatshops and
yeah. They could be at the stadium, but they're going to be mopping and
in the dungeon.
Picking up the trash using their nimble little fingers to pick up the tiny little pieces of popcorn that get stuck between the seats at the stadium.
Have we considered computer chips and seagulls? Like, I feel like that could even be, we could just throw the kids into the, you know, lava pit and then have the seagulls clean up on command with robot commands.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. But this is the whole idea of like that's what Zuckerberg should do. Like, hey, stop. If you haven't like watched an interview with Mark Zuckerberg recently.
Where he's like, bro, I'm so cool now.
Dude, I'm cool.
Like, what's the quote?
I'm not
quote
a robot
from one
that
of his,
learned how to drink water recently.
Yeah, the quote from one of his things, he's like, you want your car to be at least as powerful as your helicopter. You're like, what?
What are you talking about?
First of all, we don't do helicopters.
It's like he's so far removed that he's like forgets that most people don't have a helicopter. I don't have a helicopter. I would like to have a blimp, but I don't have $1 billion. Speaking of, it's This Week in Blimp.
Wow.
You guys.
That was incredible, Siege. I don't know how you were ready for that, but
I didn't even tee him up on that. Here's the thing. If I had $1 billion, I would just get into weird blimp stuff.
Like, obviously. You're already into that. Now you would just make it come true.
Yeah, exactly. I would be like, hey, who's the people doing the blimp stuff? Who needs more money?
I got it, Brandon. I got a proposition for you. Okay. I like Formula One.
Please,
you like weird blimp stuff.
I like where this is going.
It's not as cool as you maybe think it was or whatever. We go to a race.
Yes.
And then when they have back-to-back weekends in, you know, weird Middle Eastern countries or whatever. We
live in a blimp.
We blimp it from race to race. We live in the blimp.
Uh-huh.
Rope rappel down for the race.
Yes.
And then be carried away by the blimp to the next event.
It's like an even more fun RV.
This is the thing. We've been trying to replace
a BRV.
Like, other vehicles. it's an RBV.
Whoa.
It'd be a recreational dirigible, an RD. Just an RD.
Oh, okay.
No, it's an RV, but it's like the less popular RV, so it's the RBV, you guys. It's like Michael B. Jordan. Okay, come on.
Oh, I didn't. Sorry,
Brandon.
Sorry.
Michael B. Douglas, Michael B. Jordan.
RBV. That's definitely it. Hop in your RBV. We're going racing.
I like the idea of like attaching whatever makes the Formula One cars go fast to the blimps and just seeing what happens.
Those are engines, and yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah, like the powerful ones.
Yeah.
I do have some blimp news today, and it's legitimate blimp news, although I think it's controversial. This Week in Blimp. Oh man, that's good. That's where I should always say this week in blimp is right before the thing.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah,
try it again. Ready?
Yeah,
here we go.
It's this week in blimp. Yeah, almost.
It's good. It was a good step up.
All right, so I don't know anything about what's happening in the Russia-Ukraine war. I know that that makes me sound like I'm not a good citizen and that I should probably be, not that I'm a citizen of either of those countries.
Dude, bro, you live in Spokane. It's all good.
I was going to say, wait, what?
Yeah, I live here. I don't care about any of it. Go Russia, I guess. I don't know who I'm supposed to cheer for. I know that that's the bad one. Okay. But here's the thing. I know that bad stuff is happening. I know that there's a war happening. I also know that I am incapable of doing anything in my day-to-day life that's going to change anything about what's happening. So I just avoid the news for the most part. And I know that that makes me sound like a bad person. But anyway, here we go. Unrelated. here's the thing. I'm interested now because I read this headline. Ukraine is turning to 18th century tech for defense. Airships are becoming a vital part of the country's anti-drone efforts.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
so color me intrigued.
Drones.
I'm back into the war, baby.
Yes.
Until like one Russian guy with literally a bow and arrow is like.
So here's the thing. They've thought about that, Greg.
Yeah, of course.
They are using the blimps to basically create. And this is where the controversy.
Advertisement.
Comes
in. Wall of like, sound.
Good year.
War is bad. .com.
Miet.
Oh shoot! I've been influenced.
Your mom is calling. Ah, I gotta go.
No. They are using these blimps to create frequencies and radio networks that allow them to intercept and be able to detect enemy drones that are coming into their area. The good thing about them is because they're able to line them up pretty far, like 35 miles behind the front line, right? So that way they are, unless you've got like a friggin' Legolas over there, Legolanovich, or I don't know, like what was that? that's not quite Russian. It'd be something else.
It works.
They're basically able to keep them away from being able to be bow and arrowed.
Would you put a V in front of it? Like Legolas would be Vlegolas?
Vlegolas. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Good.
Vlegolas.
Vlegolas. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Brandon's talking. My brain is still just like tick.
Yeah, no, it was bothering me. I was talking.
What does
just,
Russian
like,
mean?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
I want to make a joke.
So they are, according to the article, projects are already underway to use these floating watchtowers as hubs for interceptor drones ready to take
Corn
down
hubs.
Enemies. Yeah, I almost said that, but I thought you might have to bleep it, so I didn't say it, but you said it, so you can bleep it. Here's the thing. Here's where I get a little bit confused in my blimp fandom and now in my new fandom of definitely Ukraine because they're the blimps are on their side.
Yeah,
and that's the only reason why.
also the only reason he knows. So.
Yes. Here's the thing. They are tethering these blimps, these helium-filled airships, to the ground at different points across the behind the front line. So are they really blimps or are they just big old balloons, guys?
Well, I would argue that when a dirigible is not flying, they tie it to the ground.
Yeah.
Like when a boat is not at sea, they tie it to the dock.
But if these guys are only powered by being moved around, I guess if their only form of like transportation is being moved around by like some little kid holding a lollipop in one hand and then an anti-drone balloon in the other hand and walking it to the next spot.
That kid's got a really important job.
It's just Cool Keith at the beach for Sean's ex-wife's birthday one time with a kite on tied to his finger and him just holding it in the air like this, drinking like while it's like a kite is flying on its own. Yeah.
So is it still blimp? Is my question. Because
what's it filled with?
And if so, if it is blimp, is every balloon blimp?
No, not every balloon is blimp.
Well, then what makes these blimp blimp? It's not eggs.
Because
pilots.
But what is it? What is it that they're
pilots.
Filled with?
Having a pilot on board makes it a blimp. Otherwise, it's just a balloon.
okay.
But there's
all of a sudden somebody's into blimps.
There's a pilot on a hot air balloon.
That's a different thing. It's a hot air balloon. It's not powered
by
a balloon.
Yeah, that's powered by hot air.
But hold on. Yeah, well, in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, but it's still a pilot.
But a hot air balloon is not contained. It's changes. You have to reheat the air all the time. It's an open system.
Right.
So what?
A blimp is a closed system, even though the gas inside.
Yeah.
Might...
So what's in the balloons that make them different than blimps?
No, it's the same. So these balloons, these anti-drone balloons, are made of the same stuff as the blimps that we've come to know and love.
You know how
so they're blimp fun size.
They're fun size blimps, but if they're not powered
Blimpito.
By blimpitos. Wait, what would be like the Vla dirigible Ito?
Latino? Wait, no.
Anyway, so this is why it's a controversy, is because is it balloon or is it blimp?
Guys, I just looked up how to say blimp in Ukrainian. I'm going to text it to the group, okay? Here's how you say blimp in Ukrainian.
Oh, Jesus, he writes it in Cyrillic.
That's what it gave me, and I was like, oh
thanks. Hold on.
Can I translate?
I was going to say, where's the translate button?
No. Translate. Suggestion. Russian?
Derisable. Derisable.
Derisable.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, show me in normal Russian. Show me
in English Russian.
Show me in Western people can understand Russian.
Yeah.
Phonetic Russian.
Give me phonetic Russian.
Translate.
Okay, this is insane. We didn't.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm glad that my confusion was not unfounded, because it seems like on this podcast we are unable to reach a consensus.
Okay, hold on. We're so lucky that if something has an egg, then it's a bird. Like, we're so lucky that it's cut and dry.
So lucky, yeah.
Because this is really a huge conundrum, and I don't know.
Hold on. Hold on. 1 second. Let's try something here. Dirigible.
I got it exactly right. I said it exactly it's right. Perfect.
Oh, damn. Dirigible.
Dirigible. Yeah.
Wow. So here's the thing. Since 2023, Kiev headquartered startup Arabovnovna says
Arabovnovnov.
Nub-nub.
Arabovnovnov.
Everywhere.
Has deployed dozens of small tethered airships fitted with antennas, which I'm going to start calling all of my kids' balloons airships from now on, because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Radio repeaters and drone detectors in the vicinity of Ukraine's battlefields. Airship technology,
Daddy,
while considered
advanced,
can we
get dirigibles for my birthday?
Is still Daddy, fundamentally a helium-filled balloon made of lightweight, flexible polymer and fitted with stabilizing wings. So is it the wings?
Oh, it's the wings.
I got to... I'm so torn on this, because I like Gravy's response of there needing to be a pilot.
But okay, so what makes a car a car? Is it a
But also
driver?
It could be a drone blimp.
Yeah.
And so
what about the blimps that I send you videos of from the Panthers games?
Yeah.
Those are blimp.
Those are blimp.
Because they're powered. I think what it is for me is that it's powered.
They're powered. They have wings. They have a pilot.
Even if it's unmanned.
Yeah.
But if it's powered by an on blimp like machine.
An on blimp machine. Yeah, like
a blimp
board
machine.
She, yeah,
if it's powered by a blimp board.
By a BBM,
motor.
Got it, yeah.
By a BBM.
That was the guy that was upstairs that was like I was yelling at the
Yeah, if it's powered by a big black man. So if a blimp is powered by a blimp board machine,
or if it has
like propellers,
wings,
well,
I think it's got to have both.
I think it has to have both, in my opinion, to be blimp.
Can there not be free floating? Does it have to have? Does it
I
have
think
to be
free
powered?
Floating
Just
is more balloon
at that point.
Because see, that's where I see the hot air balloon as different. Because
well,
it doesn't
the hot
have...
air balloon isn't free floating. It still has to be powered.
Well, it's just powered
it is
by
not
like
blimp.
Is not blimp.
Yeah, is not blimp.
Is balloon.
Is but, balloon.
But balloon
is not powered, is just reheated air like you guys were saying.
Yeah. All right. All right, controversy, you guys.
I want to ask an Italian. Does anyone know an Italian? I want to have an Italian.
Oh, I know so many Italians, but they're all so dumb.
Even better. honestly. Let's get Italy's smartest person.
Here's the thing. I don't think anybody's going to listen to the last 10 minutes of This Week in Blimp and think that we're smarter than your average Italian.
Are we smarter than your average Italian?
Guys, I had a full-on extra segment here about stoichiometry, and we've got to save it for next time, I think.
No. Cut blimp. Let's talk.
No, I got to stop. I'm out of time.
We go double?
Yeah, I got a real good stoichiometry next week on Nerd Talk Films. We didn't even have time for Guinness time. Gravy brought Guinness. He's just going to have to pound it. Yeah, we're out of time, man. We're an hour and 1 minute into this thing.
Wow.
I mean, should we do one Guinness?
Do it.
Yes.
I don't have my phone.
Is that Guinness time music? Sorry.
I played the music. We have to do it.
Now we're all talking over it. Greg has never wanted to Sydney Sweeney's boobs himself more than just now.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
I don't have my phone, which is the hard part for me. And so,
I had a conversation with a Catholic today.
Wow. Wait a second. Were they Italian?
No, they weren't.
I'm the freaking Pope.
Maybe I'll tell the rest of this off of the pod.
All right. Okay. Well, because he's a Japanese guy, I'll allow one Guinness time, all right?
Yes.
Steven?
Most apples crushed in the hand.
Oh. Yeah?
Ooh.
One hand. Yes.
In 1 minute.
Hmm.
Now, this is a Guinness that I like.
Yeah, I like this.
24.
Gravy says 24.
Gravy just automatically going first because he assumes he won last time.
I'm not touching anything.
Gravy's been like flashcarding all the world records.
Siege, put your hands up for different reasons.
Just one. Just one.
Yeah, right here.
Sweatpants reasons.
I'll put one at a time.
Thumbs down.
You said 24.
Toes down is what I should have said. All right.
My toes are still painful.
24, says Gravy.
Brandon.
Oh, 25. No. 20.
Oh.
20?
In 1 minute, I want to go.
I feel like 24 is spot on. That is such a good number.
I want to go 18.
Ooh.
But I want to go bigger. Damn it. Look at Greg. Damn it. He's ready
so
to explode.
Happy. He's so happy.
18.
Give us your little number there, you dirty
come on,
little boy.
Come on, Greg.
24 says Gravy. 18 says Siege, a normal number for once. And
180.
Brandon
pumpkins.
Says, what was it, 20?
20.
Congratulations to Yoshihiro Yuji. Ooh. Squeezing on them Fujis.
Mm.
Most apples crushed in the hand in 1 minute. 25.
No!
Oh! You son of a... He knew which one you were going to Google.
No idea.
Oh, I said... Oh.
Were they actually Fujis?
I don't know, but they have to be, right? There's no...
There's no other apples in Japan.
Cool. No, it's bigger than his hand. It's he's got little Japanese hands.
Golden delicious?
I can't say that. That's
so mad.
You guys want golden one that's delicious. Dumb then? Okay, great. Largest.
Yeah, do a dumb one.
Largest wearable cake dress. Is it cake?
Oh, God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Brandon got attacked by himself.
Jesus.
Take a screenshot. Stay there, Brandon. My dog Brandon is worried about me.
He is currently underneath a pile of giant 6-foot cardboard cutouts of shirtless Greg, myself, and a littlest boy cardboard cutout.
And a 4-foot cutout from
that scared the absolute balls out of me.
Largest wearable cake dress supported. Worn by it looks like a wedding dress.
Is it actually cake?
It's like the stupid Japanese memes. It's cake.
Oh.
Now it looks like, yeah, it is the bell part. What do you call that? Like on a jet engine, it's called the bell. Yeah, the skirt.
Yeah,
the
bell,
rocket bell. And then she's got like, you know, the top is attached to her, so she doesn't come out nude or whatever. So
why do you know so much about dresses, Gravy?
He knows a little bit about everything.
He knows a lot about cake.
About cake dresses.
Not the type of cake that Siege knows a lot about either. It's the, these days, maybe, actually. Anyway, largest wearable cake dress supported, meaning that there's probably a frame inside of it.
What's the measurement?
What's the unit of measurement?
Yeah.
Cubic inches?
I can do... No, for the sake of time, I can do kilograms or pounds.
Weight. It's weight.
Weight. Thank you.
Okay.
640 pounds.
640 pounds, says Sean Gray.
That is a lot.
That is so much cake.
Second place.
Can you imagine the thighs on the chick underneath it?
It might be not a super dense cake.
Yeah.
Does she have to walk in it?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, it's like a statue. I want to picture the squats to get into there.
She comes up through it like this, and then it's a statue. Yeah, she gets into it, and then they start cutting.
It's like me jumping out of a cake, only more elegant.
283 pounds.
283 pounds, says Brandon. 600 and something. What was it, Gravy? 690? Is that what you said?
640, I think I said.
640? Okay, 640, says Sean Gravy.
What was Greg's weight that I won with? 18 pumpkins? I'm going to go with 27 pumpkins.
God damn it. I don't know what 27 pumpkins weighs.
That's one. That's a two. Three times.
Brandon's
six,
doing
seven, it.
This is the part of the podcast that is the worst.
253.
So he says 253 pounds. Brandon, 283. And Sean Gravy Gervin, 640. Largest wearable cake dress supported. 131.15 kilograms or 289 pounds and 13 ounces.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so much.
Can we get a tiebreaker? Can we get a tiebreaker between me and Gravy, please? Please, please, please.
Seed, you're out. Sorry, bud.
I'm giving half a point. Can I give half a point on judgment?
For sure.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, I was so off on my math also. I don't know how to do multiplication.
I was going to say it didn't seem like that, but whatever.
it's because I didn't do the one. I didn't do that extra one. So it's actually 351.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So you're still wrong.
You have a problem with carrying the ones lately. What's up with that, buddy?
I know.
You're going to have a talk.
I guess you just use a calculator most of the time.
You and me sitting at the kitchen table.
Oh. Crispy
this
eggs.
Doesn't make sense.
Crispy eggs. Crispy eggs. Mustache cheers.
Wow. Anyway, fastest Special Olympics marathon. You guys want to do that time?
Oh, really?
Yep, that's what we're doing. He did
bonus
it.
Have,
on
bonus
Sunday,
half point.
This athlete smashed two Guinness World Record titles. Fastest marathon, male, and youngest person to complete a marathon, male.
Wait, so it's a kid and they competed in the Special Olympics? How badly did Greg want to fight this person?
I keep meaning to tell my therapist that story. I keep forgetting.
Is this the fastest Special Olympics marathon ever?
Yeah, the fastest Special Olympics marathon completer ever, and he's also the youngest.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, whoa.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I love how everybody's using multiple.
2 hours, 40 minutes, and 1 second.
All right, Bob.
I think that I'm going to say 2 hours.
That's like the world record. Is Jesus. 2 hours.
Like,
no, the world. No, like, isn't like the qualifying time for like the Boston is 2 hours.
No, the qualifying for the Boston is like 4 hours.
The qualifying time,
I
guys?
Think so,
guys,
yeah.
I don't know anything about running.
It's 26 miles. I can run a 5K in 27 when I'm in shape.
27 days.
No, I can do it in 27 minutes, but yes.
He's 6'6". He's got a long gait.
Yeah.
And a sweet ass.
Lots of gait.
Sweet ass in these golf pants.
3 hours. 3 hours is the cutoff.
3 hours. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 2 hours is a very bad guess.
Wait, in order to be in the Boston Marathon, you have to be able to run a marathon in 3 hours?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
What? I was gonna say 2 hours
and
80 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like a 7-minute mile, I think, that you have to
Oh my God.
I mean, we could be very wrong.
Fastest
also.
Special Olympics.
2 hours is such a bad guess. Such a bad guess.
This is kind of something that I screwed up on. It doesn't affect it too much, though. It's fastest Special Olympics, Great Britain.
Way slower.
Yeah. Celsius.
Okay, can I redo
half point for nationality?
can I redo my vote now that I know it was a different category?
I've lost motion on your faces. Are we okay?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
Cobblestone.
Now that I know it's British, I'm going to guess 3 hours.
Okay. Brandon says 3 hours. Gravy?
I'm sticking with 240.
Big mistake. On Sunday, Special Olympics, Great Britain athlete, smashed two Guinness World Records, fastest marathon, youngest person to complete a marathon, male. For both of them, 3 hours, 36 minutes, and 38 seconds. Angus, who is autistic and lives with verbal dyspraxia and an intellectual disability, has raised nearly 11 million pounds for the Special Olympics. The rest of this is very boring. Well done, Angus. And well done to our littlest Italian.
He's not just a little Italian.
He's the littlest.
He's
a tiny
Italian. He's Brandon from the internet.
I still don't know why that joke ever came up out of anywhere.
I think he said, I'm not even a little Italian. And then we were like,
that's right.
That's right. Man.
Yeah, anyway. All right, well.
It's another 2 hour. Welcome to episode 423 of Nerd Talk.
Unrelated. See you in hell.
Okay, that brings us to the end of another whatever. It's a daddy show, and joining us, Sean Gravy Gray.
Did you say it's a daddy show?
It's a daddy show.
Daddy soup.
Mm. Brandon still has a filthy butthole, even with all the effort I put into it. Really, that was for Greg and I.
Hot.
The entire time we were there, but filthy butthole.
Thanks for that, by the way. That was awesome. Yeah. Really changed.
It was for you and me, man. And we were just like, we can't live here for 3 days. This is not good.
And everyone else that ever visits Brandon, that's like, oh my God, a civilized person,
human being.
Hey, Jennifer from Sammamish, did you use the bidet when you were here?
Yeah.
What's up, Jennifer? How's it going? Siege, he's already planning his derby outfit, full on corndog squadron style, for his Florida horse to win the 12th and Jackson Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah. Derby.
And Greg is spilling his Japan trip into work again by bothering an orphan about it and then starting a fight with minorities.
Beautiful.
I was waiting for this. Yeah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
He walked up there in his gi, no pants on. They opened the door. You're going to probably have to cut this whole part. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.